Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Couple Speak Relationship Forum on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Susan Lager, a psychotherapist and relationship coach at my private practice, the Couple Center, in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, where I broadcast live each month on Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tonight's 15 to 20-minute episode, Letting Go of an Adult Child, deals with an issue parents inevitably will face, unfortunately. I'll share my thoughts about what you may see or experience when this is happening, and I'll share some tips for how to manage this life stage most productively so it doesn't bite you in the butt. First, one housekeeping thing. If you've called into the studio live and would like to ask a question or make a comment, which I really encourage you to do, simply press 1 on your phone and I'll be able to bring you on the air. Now, in my work as a psychotherapist and in my private life, I have encountered this issue, which generally causes some anguish and uncertainty. It's the process of an adult child who has married or coupled up, often now has a child of his or her own, and is attempting to form a new family separate from the one that they grew up in with you. One very important point. This is a normal developmental stage of growth and maturity all around. It's normal, but it often comes with a lot of pain, a lot of conflict, and a lot of confusion. When the adult child has been an only child, particularly one who has been close to his parents, the move toward separation and increased independence can feel like a profound, profound rejection to the parents. And it may also generate a fair amount of guilt for the adult child. When that child is a heterosexual male, the push toward more independence is critical because in order to form an intimate bond with a chosen wife, he must alter the connection to his mother as the primary woman in his life. A lot has been written about this. It's been verified through research, and it's just a fact of life that he must alter the connection to his mother as the primary woman in his life if he's going to form an intimate bond with a woman, a chosen partner. This can feel like a heartbreaking, really heartbreaking loss to the mother. It can create anxiety for the new wife, who wonders about where is she in this whole mix, a lot of conflict for the male child. Anyone who has gone through it will attest to the feelings of loss and emptiness they have felt, even though logically they knew it was normal. Now, how will you know that this might be happening in your family? I'll give you some examples of what you may be experiencing and seeing that would be an indicator that this is going on. Number one, your adult son or daughter drawing new boundaries around their relationship with their spouse. Them not welcoming as much participation or input from you about how they're living their life together. So you would likely see less inclusion, less contact, and more defensiveness about them having space. And this can feel like a radical change from what you're used to, where things were more shared, things were more out in the open, and your input was more welcome. You might also see less sharing of personal experiences, particularly related to the new spouse. So something that feels much more boundaried, a relationship which feels much more casual and not as close or confidential as the one that you may be used to with your son or daughter, where they're drawing a kind of fence around themselves and the partner, and you get the sense that you are more often outside that fence, and it can feel very, very hurtful. Another thing you might see would be your adult child and spouse showing more vehemence and much more defensiveness about making their own choices autonomously. You had a son or a daughter who really included you on major decisions, wanted your opinion, wanted your input. What you might be seeing now are more autonomous decision-making on their part, and something that doesn't include you. So it might involve what religious choices they make regarding their child, how to bring their child up, and whether and to what extent they incorporate whatever spiritual or religious practices you have that have been part of your family. Suddenly you may not be included in those choices. You may not even know about them. How much money to spend on what? So suddenly they may not be consulting you as much about what's worth buying, what things feel wasteful, what things don't. Not consulting you regarding their child-rearing practices. And what you may see are, behaviors that with they're playing out policies and practices with their own child or their own children, and they're not really interested in your input. That the child rearing practices that you learned and that you brought them up around may not be feel as relevant to them, but you would definitely see them not consulting you about this. Another thing you might see would be in terms of them being more vehement and defensive about making their own choices on their own might have to do with the frequency and nature of visits with you, that changing. And it may end up feeling to you just like less them distancing. And that can feel very, very hurtful and very alarming. Another thing you might see that would be an indicator that of this process would be a sudden misconstruing of your intentions, sometimes projecting onto you motivations for your behavior which don't feel like they belong to you. Often this may be the first time you felt that your son or daughter hasn't given you the benefit of the doubt. And they may attribute a motivation of control and intrusiveness onto your behavior when that does not feel accurate to you. And that can feel very, very crazy-making. That can be very, very hurtful, where you feel miscast, you feel mischaracterized, and you feel that your motivations get misread. So you would see a son and a daughter-in-law or a daughter and son-in-law somehow not giving you the benefit of the doubt about your motivations. Another thing you might see would be the idealizing of the in-laws, especially if a culture in that family involves something more distant, more distant relationships, a more hands-off approach, and or a religious scenario which might be more conforming to choices your adult child and in-law may be making. So suddenly the in-laws may be presented as the preferred family if the culture in their family is not as connected, not as involved with each other, and if their religion or their spiritual practice is more in line with what your son or daughter may be choosing. All of this can feel very alarming, very hurtful, very crazy-making, and it can feel like a death. Many of the parents that I have worked with have reported that it just feels like one constant stream of loss. And they feel like somebody snatched their child. Where is my kid? This is not the kid that I know. It's not the kid I brought up. Suddenly, the relationship feels so altered. Now, I'm wondering, we have a few people who have called into the studio. If there are any questions, feel free to ask it at this point, or if you have any comments, I'd like to leave room for that so that you have some input. I like it to be a conversation. No? Okay. No takers? All right. Now, the next part of this very brief show has to do with what do you do? how do you handle this? How do you manage this process most constructively? Number one, I would recommend that you remind yourself regularly that this is a normal developmental stage for you and your adult child to be going through. Chances are you did the same thing in relation to your own parents. Chances are you have not become a clone of your parents. You did some separation and individuation. You worked on becoming your own person and may have done things that may have felt to them like they were being pushed out. It might also be helpful to find some articles about separation, individuation, to kind of anchor the logic in your head so that you're telling yourself this isn't something abnormal, it's not intended to be hateful, it's a normal process and it can feel very klutzy. My son or daughter may be doing it in a very awkward kind of way, but that's often par for the course. And I think if you read about it, that may help that feel more real to you as a process. Another thing I would definitely recommend that you do is to connect with friends who may be experiencing a similar thing and share your feelings with them. Ask them about their experiences with the same issue. This will be very normalizing for you, knowing that you're not alone in the process. And it may also allow you to do reality checks with these friends about not only the meanings that you may be assigning to events, but also your responses is either helpful or destructive. Now, hopefully you have friends who tell the truth, and they will check whatever distortions you may be making about these events. They may also give you a perspective on it that you don't have. So I think the sharing is absolutely critical, and I think what you will find is chances are if you have friends anywhere near your age and they have a child or they've had children, they have or are currently going through the same thing. And that can really kind of normalize it for you. Another thing I would recommend is that you check any catastrophic, I call it futurizing, that you may be doing, looking into the future and seeing just something very dire and something bleak and negative. You know, are you kind of projecting forward and seeing this as really hopeless? What I'd like you to do instead is pay attention to your thoughts, especially dire ones about this never changing, something forever lost, etc. So be very mindful about the meanings that you give this, the interpretations that you give this, and what you are telling yourself about this, what this means for your future and your future relationship with your adult child. I'd like you ideally to remember that this too shall pass. It's a phase. It's a developmental stage. Nothing lasts forever. And hopefully things will be learned and gained from this, which gets to my next point. Ideally, you will look for the positives in the experience. So instead of just casting this as all loss and, you know, something that just feels like endings, you would see your adult child becoming more of their own person. You might see them, you could view them as being more assertive. Wow, as painful as this is, they're speaking up more. They're speaking their own mind. They have their own mind. Or you might experience them as being loyal to a spouse, a new spouse. You could view this as your relationship with your adult child as shifting into one of adults with each other. So I would encourage you to look for meanings, look for the positives, look for what feels like growth in the experience. And it may be digging. You may feel like you're making lemonade out of lemons, but I would really encourage you to do that because negativity about it and just indulging negative thoughts and catastrophic thoughts is not going to help you through this process. Another thing you can do would be to stay involved. Stay involved with other meaningful connections and experiences in your life so you're not putting too much expectation or pressure on your adult child. I would encourage you to develop new hobbies, expand your friendships, and find other relationships where you can still be the nurturer, like volunteering at a shelter. What else might you do with the energy that you have to nurture and the role that you've been used to as a parent of either rescuing or teaching or nurturing, all of that? Where else can you direct some of that energy so that you aren't putting undue expectations or pressures on either your adult child or on yourself? I think if you see this as an opportunity to expand your world, learn new things, this won't so color your experience. It won't be the only story that you have going on in your head. One other thing that I would recommend that you do is pay attention. This is a really important one. Pay attention to your own behavior and your attitudes. So, for instance, might you be sending out guilting messages about less contact? Is that all a projection on your kid's part, or might you be doing some of that? Might you be behaving in ways where you're acting like the victim and undercutting your adult child's growth or move toward independence? So watch your own behavior and watch for where their perception of you may be accurate. Might you, for instance, be offering unsolicited suggestions? Are you used to suggesting a lot of things, offering opinions about things, and are you doing that either in relation to their child or their children or choices they're making, money they're spending, etc.? Might you be doing that in a way that they could reasonably feel that you're intruding? And I would encourage you to look at how you might be being directive or behaving in ways which could be experienced as controlling. So that's a hard one. It's very hard for any of us to, when we were accused of something or we have something attributed to us, we get experienced in a certain way. When we don't, it's not our experience of ourselves. It's very, very hard to stop, take a deep breath, and say, well, might there be some truth to this? You know, it's not how I've seen myself, but is it possible that I might be behaving, I might be sending out vibes or behaving in this way? And the final thing that, and this is not the final thing, it's the final thing I came up with for the program that occurred to me, would be to stay cool. And remember that if you've been a loving parent, your adult child will always love you back. I think this could be very important. It's kind of, it's reassuring yourself. It's reminding yourself that love is very strong. The connection to you is not so easily frayed if you've been a loving, an essentially loving parent, not a perfect parent, but essentially loving, that's something that is very enduring. Kids, even under the worst of circumstances, have a need to maintain the consistency of, you know, the loving nuclear family, to see their parents in a positive light and to hold on to that connection. It's one of the strongest attachments there is in this world, if not the strongest. So what I would like you to do is to remind yourself about that. You may need to repeat it like a mantra, but just to trust, and that's really an exercise in trust. Trust that all the years that you've been there as a parent and you've been together as a family are not going to just fade out and fade away because of this developmental stage. And I think that will really serve you well. Now, that's it. It's a short show. I said it was only 15 to 20 minutes. If there are any questions or comments, now's your time. This is your opportunity before I sign off. No takers? Okay. Now, I want to thank my listeners and my callers. You're there. I know you're there, even though you may not have called in with a question. But I want to thank you for tuning in. And I hope you, I don't know if enjoyed this episode is the right way to put it, or, you know, but hopefully maybe you got some useful perspective and tools around this very, very delicate, often very, very upsetting issue, this time of upheaval. I hope it gives you a frame for dealing with it that helps you with it. Now, my next episode will be on Wednesday, November 1st at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I think that's standard time if we're in November. I'm never quite sure about that, but it's 8:30 p.m. and I will be announcing the topic and a possible guest in the next few weeks. So I hope you enjoy. It's the beginning of fall at this point at the time of the recording, and I hope this has been useful to you. Take care.